Welcome to the Fall Season Radio Recaps. I'm Jasper Abrahams, along with Ben Chodosh, Mike Andrew, and Zach Spring. The Port field hockey team had an amazing end to their season. Closing the regular season with a big win over Cold Spring Harbor, the team advanced to the Class A semifinals and ultimately the county championship. The game against Cold Spring Harbor was a display of what the team worked so hard on this year. They had great communication, were able to transfer the ball all across the field, and protect the circle with their defensive skills. Senior Rachel Nissan put away four goals, which were assisted by seniors Caitlin Esposito, Captain Jalen Gara, and sophomores Cami Pasaltos and Ashley Yee. Captain Sarah Modi was the core of her defensive end. Her ability to stop hits was a vital part of the game, and the team ultimately won 4-3. The Class A semifinal at Baldwin was anyone's game. The team had equal abilities and have nearly identical records, having beat each other only once. The Sunday the girls traveled to Baldwin's grass field was rainy. Despite the muddy conditions and disadvantages of not being able to play on the turf, Port was able to use different skills to ultimately win the game. Using lifts, hard hits, passes, and the girls were able to play a highly offensive skill game. Center forward Rachel Nissan had four goals, one of which was a penalty stroke. The other three occurred on penalty corners. Jalen Garo inserted all three, and Ella Pasaltos assisted on two of them. After winning 4-2, the team advanced to the county championship. 3 years ago, Port fell short to Massapequa in the county championship, but this year, the team was set on taking it back at them. Massapequa opened the game with two goals in the first quarter, but Port did not lose their spirit. Coming back in the second quarter, Port scored. Caitlin Schwarzman assisted by Rachel Nissan's first goal of the game. Senior goalie Nicolette Gonzalez captured every attendant's attention with her amazing skills. 27 saves contributed on her 140-plus this season. The game continued until the score was 3-2 Massapequa. With 45 seconds left on the clock, Rachel Nissan put away a goal, sending the game to overtime. The 7-7 overtime period unit was strong, but Massapequa scored before Port, allowing them to win the game. Overall, Port had an amazing season playing in Conference 1. They worked hard as a team to project themselves far into the postseason and earned a county finalist appearance. Senior Rachel Nissan finished her final varsity season as a top scorer in Nassau County with 21 goals and one save. Senior Nicolette Gonzalez finished with some of the highest goalie stats on the island.
Portland football, led by head coach Kevin Clogacy, wrapped up a strong and optimistic season. Fighting for every hard yard, the Vikings were in through adversity during the season. Injuries and position changes got the best of Port as the morale held high and the boys finished 3-5 in the regular season, which concluded with a trip to the postseason, grinding out wins against East Meadow, Westbury, and Plainview. The team showed grit through the thick and thin. In the Nassau County quarterfinals, the boys traveled to Massapequa for a chance in the semifinals. The Vikings held firm control of their offense in the first half with a score by Jet Ryder and a two-point conversion converted by Luke Meyer. The Vikings added eight more with a score from Anthony Iorio, a receiving touchdown, which carried a 14-6 Vikings lead into the half. And during the second half, Massapequa kept the scores rolling and separated themselves into space with a final score of 43-22. Henry Hadman, one of the top running backs in Nassau County, led the team with 300-plus scrimmage yards. Some notable stats were Jet Ryder threw for over 100 passing yards in multiple games this year. Matt Freeman, he was a defensive anchor for this team and led the team in turnovers caused. Wide receivers Anthony Iorio, Luke Meyer, and Alex Lavona were huge for Port down the stretch. And Sahej Walia and the offensive line kept Jet Ryder and Matt Freeman clean throughout the season in the pocket. Thank you to all the coaches, players, and media staff for a great season. Shout out to the videographer and photographer, Max Taylor, and Vikings Media for an amazing season and a great portfolio of work. The tradition is just beginning, as we cannot wait to see what is in store for the Vikings next season.
The boys' varsity soccer team's season recently came to a close. The team had an outstanding run, demonstrating their dedication, hard work, and perseverance. Under Coach Broussard and assistant coach Dodonna, the team finished the season with a winning record of 7-4-2. At the start of the season, the boys had two away games against tough opponents Uniondale and East Meadow. After a 2-0 loss in their first game against Uniondale, they went to play East Meadow. Within the first few minutes, junior Derek Suarez scored. putting the Vikings up 1-0. Later that game, junior Sean McClellan also scored, making it 2-0. With this win, standards were set high and the team morale was also high. Pressure and expectation built, leading to the team's home opener. Fans could feel the excitement in the air as a large audience cheered on Port, hoping for a great game against Valley Stream, who entered 2-1. It was a surprise for the team to be down a goal heading into the second half, but they played their best, with time running out. Senior Christian Mendoza scored a goal in the 76th minute to tie the game. The boys played to the best of their abilities in front of a large crowd in their 1-1 draw. It was a crazy atmosphere, and I think we played really well. This game showed us what we need to improve in order to succeed this season, and showed us the mentality we need to have for the big games ahead of us, said senior Fernando Moran. Throughout the season, there were many highs and lows that demonstrated the character of every player on the team. In their next 8 regular season games, the boys would go on to a record of 3-3-2. Big wins against Hicksville, Hempstead, and Syosset put them in a good position to make the playoffs at the end of the season. Unfortunately, it was not always smooth sailing for the boys. Tough losses to Freeport, Westbury, and Oceanside put the team at .500 win percentage. With just 3 games left in the regular season, the boys had put the losses out of their minds and showed that they were worth the playoffs. Port went on the road to Massapequa, a winnable game with a lot on the line. The whole team knew this game was a must-win if they wanted to make the playoffs. The boys remained calm and played with aggression as they won 1-0 off a great header from Derek Suarez. For their next game, the Vikings welcomed Herricks at home on a special day for our seniors. It was Senior Day, honoring the 8 seniors on our team: Robert Novak, Josue Escobar, Christian Mendoza, Connor Malloy, Yuki Senda, Fernando Moran, Benjamin Schiff, and Jack Taylor. The team played hard, securing a massive victory with goals by Taylor, Escobar, Sean McClellan, Malloy, Moran, and 2 from Mendoza. With the 7-goal shutout win under their belts, confidence was through the roof as they went on to beat Plainview JFK 1-0 in their last game of the season. The team was ready for the postseason. In the first round of the playoffs, they set off to play Westbury, the number 3 seed. They knew it would be a tough game as they lost to Westbury early in the season. Unfortunately, Port lost 2-0 in a physical battle. This season was an adventurous ride with unpredictable events. Teamwork, dedication, and leadership would guide the boys' varsity soccer team to a notable season with many accomplishments. Throughout the entirety of the season, they gave it their all and played to their full potential. The seniors this year had a contribution to the success of our team. We look to carry this over into next year and improve on everything in order to get better, said sophomore Brian Carrias. The boys will continue to work hard in the upcoming seasons and grow as a team.
Girls varsity soccer wrapped up a great season with a postseason appearance. Port faced East Meadow in their senior game, in which they won with goals scored by Lola Gitlin and Kaylee Romero. Throughout the season, each player played hard and brought the team to many victories. Alexandra Papa, Lola Gitlin, and Katie Van Cott brought the Vikings a strong midfield throughout every game, along with Natasha Rabman, who was one of the strongest and best defenders. They constantly worked hard keeping the team strong, and a special shout-out to Emily Burson for being the team's top scorer, even for being out for a handful of games. Port Varsity Soccer finished a fantastic season on a solid note. We can't wait to see what else they accomplish, and are very excited to see what they have in store next season.
After an amazing, strong, and uplifting season, the girls' varsity tennis team, coached by Shane Helfner, unfortunately fell short and lost 3-4 in the county championships in a very tight matchup against rival Syosset. Juniors Dasha Perlev, first singles, and Ellie Ross, second singles, represented Port and won the Nassau County individual doubles tournament, and then ultimately went on to win the state championship for Port. The girls also hosted a Play with the Teachers Breast Cancer Awareness Doubles Tournament here at Port Washington. Dasha Perlev, along with Superintendent Dr. Michael Hines, won the finals after a close match against Phoebe Levitsky and Mr. McCordy. Congratulations to seniors Phoebe Levitsky, Joanne Saloom, and Annabelle Caslow on a great season.
The boys' volleyball team season ended with a loss in the Nassau County Championship. The boys finished with a 13-3 record, in the first season since 2013 that a Port volleyball team has made the county finals. In the quarterfinals, Port matched up against East Meadow. They fell down 1-2 sets early, but fought back to win the match 3-2. Christian Rafferty had 21 kills. Dylan Marvin had 10 kills. Dylan Epstein had 54 assists, and Ryan Epstein had 16 digs. They moved on to the semifinals, where they faced Farmingdale. In 3 close sets, the Vikings swept, winning all 3. Christian Rafferty had 13 kills. Matthew Pierre-Louis had 10 kills. Zach Silfen had 12 kills. And Ryan Epstein had 11 digs. After defeating Farmingdale, the team traveled to LIU Post to face off against Massapequa for the third matchup of the year. After splitting the 2 earlier matchups, the boys knew that they had a tough match ahead of them. After losing the first 2 sets, Port fought back to win the 3rd set, bringing it to 2-1. They couldn't complete the comeback, losing 3-1, ending a wonderful season for the Vikings. Despite the loss, many players were honored for having great seasons. Christian Rafferty, Dylan Epstein, Matthew Pierre-Louis, and Charlie Bosworth were named All-County, and Dylan Marvin and Ryan Epstein were both named All-Conference. Congrats to the seniors, Christian Rafferty, Matthew Pierre-Louis, Daniel Grilesheimer, and Charlie Bosworth.
Girls volleyball finished the season with a record of 4-14. They made it to the playoffs and won the quarterfinals in 5 hard-fought sets. In the semifinals, the team played Massapequa, but unfortunately fell short, ending their season. They fought hard and have put in great effort. We look forward to the upcoming seasons in the next year.
Girls cross country won their first conference title since 1985, finishing 2nd in Nassau County overall. The Vikings also won the division title. All conference honors went to Emily Benson Tyler, Bethany Ezeki, Eliza Hardinen, Paige Nedersham, Joanna Weber, and Isabella Yardini. All county honors went to Sadie Muller, Rihanna Tisley, and Eve Sifscher. Eve also qualified for the state meet held in Chenandoah Valley, New York. She also competed among the top sophomores in New York. Furthermore, the boys' cross-country team won their 2nd consecutive county title. The team also won the division and conference titles. All-conference honors went to Joey Oselta, Julian Kimball, Harrison Malte, Max Morrow, Terry McGinty, and Stephen Theopralis. All-county honors went to Will Amuhudi, who proved to be the 3rd fastest freshman in school history. In addition, Will Lane, Max Meehan, and Kevin Taylor took all-county honors. Colin Funk was not only all-county, but he also finished with the Nassau County Sectional Championship. He also finished all-state and 16th overall in New York.